It was always a, we had, well, if it was hooked to a tree, we'd call them tree swings, but if they were on the porch, they were just a swing, same thing.
How about something you blow through, music?
A comb with a piece of paper on it.
Oh, yeah.
We did that.
Did you have anything that you bought or might be given to you?
Well, we had what we call a harp. I think the word now is harmonica. But we, somebody in the family got a harp one time and they tried to play it. And then they had a juice harp. It was a different type thing. It was a piece of metal that you put in your mouth and had a something on the side you tapped, and the tones came from the way you'd shape your mouth around it.
So that must have been.
That was called a juice harp.
Did you have a word for all of your small, your dolls and your little things that you have?
Playthings.
Playthings.
Your playthings. And then the children my age, in the summertime, would play out and they would have a playhouse. And they'd get out under a tree and they would set up their dolls and their kitchens get little broken pieces of mirror and hang on the tree and play all day long in the playhouse. And then we'd cook up mud pies and chop up weeds for food and cook and because children did not have things to entertain them, but they had much more fun that way.
Sure they did. Did you ever hear there are small toys called Play Pretties or Pretties?
Play Pretties, yes. It's Play Pretties.
What actually would that mean?
I think it would cover any toys that a child might have. He would have them out on the floor and it'd say, put up your Play Pretties now. And would
any
mean
toys.
Any toys.
I don't think we talked about fishing, did we?
No, not really going fishing. My grandfather and grandmother and their children, I think back in their time, it was a great thing to go down to the river and stay 2-3 days and fish. And they would put up tents and they would have fish fries. The fish were fried in big iron wash kettles, wash pots, and make the cornbread and maybe call it camp for 2-3 days. Now this wasn't done later in my period of time, because the men did go fishing. And I would beg to go with my grandfather because I liked to get out in the woods. And he would let me sometimes. And I learned to hate fishing because we get in the boat and, because as I said, I can't keep my mouth shut. And I'd start talking. He said, shh, fish will never bite if you don't shut your mouth. And I'd sit very quietly and I'd had about all the quiet I could stand and I'd say something else. Hush your mouth. I'll never bring you again. And so that was about the end of my fishing days.
I see. Do you happen to remember what he would use or what you used for bait?
They used what we call fishing worms. It's what they call, earthworms? Yeah, the old long fishing worms, and you would dig for them. And that was the sum total of the bait used.
They never used little fish?
Not when we went, but in later years they would buy the minnows. Papa had minnows in a pond one time. They would seine them out and fish with them.
That was later years.
Later years. But in the early years, it was always fishing worms.
If you went out in a boat, how did you get the boat from the land to the water? What was that called?
You pushed it out.